Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, another podcast. Oh, that was quieter, wasn't it? Why did that jingle thing... Well, let's not ruin it now. I mean, I could restart. Let's be honest, it's not that far in. But who cares? So, welcome along to another podcast. I've got a radio show that we're just about to broadcast into the airwaves, up the old transmitter, out the old modulating electro and magnetic waveforms. I don't know. Even I got lost there. So, updating my life. My little girl is now 2 weeks and 2 days old, and she keeps staring at me. The judgment I feel. Who is she to judge me? She's done nothing with her life. But no, she's got a good point. Neither have I, and I'm a lot further through mine. So that's what's been happening at home. Having great times with the fam. Still doing the old radio show from the shed and turning it into a podcast that sounds like this. Normally the 13th is traditionally quite an unlucky day if it lands on a Friday. I think it's always an unlucky day when it's the day before Valentine's, because if you've not got it sorted by now, however, on the show to distract you, no, we're basically talking about Valentine's, because Rod Stewart's in the news, Johnny English is in the news, the rest of it seems to be dating, love, relationships, Valentine's, something about GCSEs. That's not that romantic, is it? Unless you're weird. And then back to Valentine's again. So, well, we'll try and keep it light. Keep it in the spirit of things and all that. Good news for relationships. Girls' weekends are on the increase. More than a third of women are set to go on one in 2024. This is a survey of 1,000 women that says that they want to spend more time with their girly friends. Hi, Pino. Oh, white wine. Like that. So what they're doing is they spend less time with their friends than they'd like. So they're planning to have a weekend away for an all-girls trip, which is interesting, isn't it? That if my other half says to me she's going away on an all-girls weekend, I'd be like, yeah, fine. If I said to her I'm going away with the girls, it just shows you the sexism that men put up with. If I said I'm off to a spa with a bunch of women from work, we'll have a great time. I do think there is a gender difference in this. Is that blokes probably don't have the urge to do the same sort of thing, but that's not a negative, because we will still have a great time. Because whenever your partner goes away for a weekend, oh, he's good at it. Oh, he's so good. There is something intoxicating about starfishing on the bed that really makes me think, is it worth... No, let's not even finish that sentence. There's a news story that says our second most favourite topic of conversation. And you know, this is a show where we can converse, so I'm interested in this. It's not relationships, not drugs, it's not, as in like alcohol and stuff, it's not films. It's how to save money. It's saving energy. Brits share energy-saving tips with family and friends 61% of the time. Almost as much as they discuss their travel plan, 63%. I love a chat about energy-saving stuff. Just because that story's in the newspapers, I can tell you, we've got a set of lights on one of the stairs that are really difficult to get to. And I had to buy some of those telescopic ladders to climb up there, because one bulb had gone out of the five. And instead of just replacing it, went up there, found out what kind of bulb they were, went online and found that these days you can get LED versions. Now the lowest energy rating was still like twice what these things were kicking out before, but... because it's LEDs, it's really low voltage. So I replaced all five, and I've convinced myself I'm saving money. The problem is all five of them are now twice as bright as they used to be. So yeah, I'm saving money on the electricity, but when I flick those switch on, it's so bright I could nearly land a plane from Stansted. And no one wants a plane from Stansted. In alien news, a major British airport has become a UFO hotspot after several near misses with jets. One UFO came within 20 metres of a Ryanair plane heading into Stansted. Oh, it's our very own Stansted. No, these aren't UFOs. Well, they're not aliens. Come on. If you were an alien, an advanced civilization with the kind of intelligence that aliens must have to be able to travel across the cosmos, if you were that clever, would you go to Stansted? Not being harsh, but Gatwick, Heathrow, London City is a beautiful little airport. Stansted? What, you're an alien, you're going to travel all the way across the cosmos, go into an airport where they make you get a 15-minute coach back to the terminal? Come on, it's not realistic, is it? Although, obviously, UFOs aren't aliens, are they? They're unidentified flying objects. And if ever there's an airport that can't identify everything flying near it, I'd suddenly start believing you. It's there's a new story about Linda Robson, Birds of a Feather, says that she's no longer interested in dating. And the reason I brought this one into the studio is over the weekend there was a story about, oh, I can't remember her name now, Christine, is it? Paddy McGuinness's ex-wife. She said, and she was on the front of Fabulous magazine, wearing very little, brassiere probably, sat on a chair or something, looking very, you know, naughty. And the headline was that she's not interested in dating. It's interesting how the news stories have gone in different directions with, how old is Linda Robson? 65-year-old Linda Robson versus Christine. I mean, I'm just saying there's an ageism there in the way they're looking at it. Because no, everyone's reading this one going, yeah, fair enough, I can't bother today either. Everyone else is reading the Christine McGuinness one going like, no, oh, that's a shame, isn't it? But come on. I understand. I totally understand. I think if my relationship suddenly failed, I would not go back into the world of dating. Because I know how expensive drinks are these days. I think I'd rather die alone. Experts are back with worries about things. These experts, they worry a lot, don't they? They've worked out how to alter the DNA in the crop barley to slash the methane that is released by cows that break wind after they've eaten it. Scientists have developed gene-edited crops that can slash emissions caused by windy livestock by up to 20%. Cows, goats, and sheep, you know, livestock, are some of the planet's biggest producers of methane. It's a greenhouse gas. Even though the molecule is symmetrical, because of vibrations, it can absorb photons, excites it, and that turns into heat and stuff. You know how electron absorption and photoabsorption works, isn't it? Yeah, of course you do. What I like about this news story is if they can alter this barley so that if you eat it, you don't break wind as much. Can I get some for my family? Because if I had hair, it would be blown away sometimes. Honestly, I go home, I've got two kids doing it, and now well, let's not get into the missus, but if I could order like a lorry load of this DNA-altered barley and put that in their drinks, I'd have a peaceful night. Wouldn't have to wear earplugs when I try and sleep. We've got to do some Valentine's news, I suppose, what with the date and all of that. There's a new dating app which will include Lonely Hearts credits ratings. Yeah, okay. So it's called Score, and it will be launched on Valentine's Day. It's designed for people who pay their bills on time. Love seekers will have to pass an Equifax credit check to sign up. I'm going to go right ahead right now and say these relationships won't last. I agree that in a relationship, both of you should have like good ability to pay your bills. Because if you marry someone who's not good at paying their bills, I was with someone 10 years ago, and she got into trouble over some debt that a loan that she took out to buy a Mini that broke down straight away. So it was just debt she carried around. All of a sudden, it was my job to pay for it. So I agree, you don't need debt in a relationship. But I also think if you're going into a relationship and the first question you ask is, what's your credit score? Then it's probably not going to last, is it? Entertainment news. Although Larry's not available today, but Rowan Atkinson's back in the news, is set to return in a fourth Johnny English film. Firstly, shocking that there have been three. I believe you had told me there was one. I half remember a sequel, but three? Are you sure? Should we just check? The 69-year-old has reportedly signed a deal to play the spoof secret agent, you know, the one from the Barclaycard ads. And I'm surprised by that because I was on some other outlet talking about the news with someone else over the weekend. And it was the news story that Rowan Atkinson said electric vehicles had no soul and that some experts said that had ruined the market. And in the article, it said John English star Rowan Atkinson. And the person I was on with it was saying, like, surely he's Blackadder or maybe he's Mr. Bean, but who thinks he's John English star? Turns out they're churning out four films, so maybe he is. I want to leave you with this story of if you think you've had a pointless day today, this might cheer you up. In the newspapers, the story of a brain box, it says here, what's her name? Manud Chima, who's 17, has been studying for 28 A-levels after passing 34 GCSEs. And that's great. It's impressive. Very impressive. But what a waste of time. You might as well have done a degree because that could get you a proper job. No, there is no job out there that you could get with, how many was it? 34 GCSEs that someone with 33 would be turned away from. So, you know, you might think you've wasted your day, but there's another way to look at it. Rod Stewart's in the news. He says that his famous silky vocals were terrible before he started mimicking US soul icons. That's hard to believe. His voice is so distinct. Actually, no, it's hard to believe because he doesn't sound like he's doing an impression of US soul icons, does he? He's very dry, very smoky, very raspy almost. He has the kind of quality of a voice where he sounds like I do when I'm trying to get out of a chair these days. Legs. Stuff like that. If anything, that makes you realise the age I've got to when I can't get out of a chair without doing a Rod Stewart. That'll be your podcast nearly done. A couple of stories we didn't chuck in there. Donald Trump said that he would urge Russia to attack any NATO allies who don't pay their bills. Great. So the America doing a protection racket. That's good. Fish and chips have been named the UK's favourite comfort food. Absolute balderdash. Because you have to leave the house to get fish and chips. True comfort means never having to wear anything on the lower half. And what's this one? Brits will bonk their way to Valentine's baby boom this week because the weather's rubbish. Are we that stupid? Valentine's happens when there's bad weather and there'll be more babies. Firstly, have I still got the swear beep available to make this... Firstly, have you ever heard of contraception? And if you haven't heard of contraception, have you ever thought of doing it up the... Because there you go, I've just solved the world's problems. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you have done, if not, hint. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen, and until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost, daily.